Will the DNA adjustment take you to expanding human being? What is it like to be a DNA-adjusted human? It's happening, albeit slowly. It is clear that the child genes are what keep one in the matrix. And as long as they are on, even just one of the two, a person cannot even think being cause. Causing anything, themselves, their actions, their lives. As long as they think something else is cause, magic, God, parent, society. No chance. As long as they look by the machine orders, the having to, the needing to, the wanting to, the should. All child genes in action. Only when the child genes truly turn off can a person even look to see what is theirs to cause, what is theirs to do. I just had my email program eat a long email. So I am doing what is mine to do. I write another one, this time in a notepad, so the darn email program can chew up a copy, but not the original. This is only possible if and when I am boss. When I am my own person, not an appendage of some machine, of society, of parents, of God. When I am in reality where nothing is supposed to work. In reality what works works, what doesn't doesn't, and regardless my job to cause my life. The universe is not friendly to you. The universe is neutral. There is a dark side. And yet, it is your job to cause your own life, unless living in the matrix is satisfying to you. Not to me, and I hope not to you. But. There is a serious but here. If you have seen The Matrix, the original movie, and think back, it is impossible for a single individual to separate themselves from the matrix. Impossible to learn the ropes of the real world, to succeed there. Alone. Impossible. So how did I do it? Like Newton, I stood on the shoulders of giants. And even if they didn't do it, and they didn't, they made me look at things differently, causing. They made me look at things from a different place, driftwood. They helped me sharpen my eyes so I can be astute to the degree I have become, in 74 years. You want results faster. And you should. 74 years is a long time. And you cannot do it alone. You need a tribe, you need guidance, support, learning. I have invented a slogan for our tribe. And I hope you like it and adopt it as your own. I am boss. I cause myself, I cause my actions, I cause my life. Tattoo it on your hands. Figuratively or literally. It is that important. So what does this DNA adjustment entail? The DNA adjustment attempts to close the child genes, the genes that will keep you in the matrix, entitled and powerless. It turns on the causing capacity. That gene is also called responsibility when you look backwards. And it turns on foresight, so you can create a future and move towards it, instead of only seeing what's in front of you. It turns on astuteness. The ability to tell things apart, to tell fake from real, lie from truth, unreality from reality. And since yesterday it turns on the driftwood gene. It turns it on so that you are no longer driftwood. Driftwood is the ability to put your eyes to any point and look from there. So you are not stuck with the behind your eyeballs vantage point. This is a crucial capacity. If you continue looking at things from the same place, most likely nothing much will change for you because you'll see nothing new. If you are already part of the boss tribe, this article can give you some much needed clarity. You'll see what gene is refusing to stay closed, for example. And you can do what you need to do to make sure it obeys your command by causing your DNA adjustment with your intention. Instead of hoping it won't need your help. If you have had your DNA adjustment, but you are not part of the tribe and the adjustment has turned off, I will readjust you at your request, and then, now that you know what to look for, what result, you can opt to join the tribe. If you have never had your DNA adjusted, you can buy the adjustment till January 2nd, midnight, and can experience the magic for 3 days. And make a choice then to join the tribe or not. I will continue reporting on the progress. So you'll never be out of the loop. If you read this article mindfully and attentively, you'll know what is your sticky point. Is it the child genes? The causing gene? Maybe it's the foresight slash vision gene, being able to see from a new vantage point gene? The driftwood gene? Or the being able to see accurately what you see gene, astuteness. For most people they are all in the wrong position. That is why I don't adjust just one gene, but a group of genes that like a team, can take you to human being. P.S. Want me to explain the driftwood capacity differently? I can. Driftwood is a state that I can also call pedestrian. Earthbound. Can't see far. It is living as an object in a world of objects where other people are always in the way, pushing you around. Not pleasant. In that state you can dream, but cannot have a vision. Your dreams are impossible, because you can only see them with your eyes closed. The worm can dream about butterflies but cannot see themselves as a butterfly. A worm won't envision his path as I'll build for myself a cocoon, and I'll be a pupae there, and then with ferocious energy I'll try to break out of the cocoon I built myself, for a long and excruciatingly difficult time, but at the end I'll be a beautiful butterfly. It is not within the capacity of the worm to envision that. And, in a way, it is not within the capacity of a pedestrian human to envision the end result. Instead, they are busy planning the cocoon, and what tree, and what food to take to the cocoon. And without vision, no one will do any of it. For the pedestrian to be able to have a vision, they need both the driftwood gene, and the foresight gene on. And as long as any of your child genes is still on, you can't, you won't. Because you want your project to cause. You are not causing. Causing is the linchpin capacity. Permalink, https://www.yourvibration.com/68916/DNA adjustment.